You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I can't move out yet, but I hate where I'm at. How do I keep from losing my mind? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Well, I just feel like this show has become a negative environment.
It's very early, but I think he's right. So joining us, Jed Brewer, the producer of the show.
Only point I disagree with is the word become. It's always been a negative environment.
Our pitch of a tagline, The Bridge Loud, a negative environment, was not met well with test groups.
No.
We're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week, we answer a question that says, I can't move out yet, but I hate where I'm at. How do I keep from losing my mind? Well, Glenn, at least from this show, but I think from other things, you have some experience with negative environments. So where do we start?
Well, for sure. I think I've had every kind of wrong, bad, negative, unpleasant living environment there ever was. And if the truth were to be told, I've been the negative person in some of those environments. I've been the horrible roommate that this very neat and tidy other person wonders what on earth am I going to do with. So, you know, I think it's about recognizing first and foremost that we understand and we sympathize. That we don't want to just paint a smiley face on a tough situation. That there is a special sort of agony to feeling like I'm stuck in something where I just can't get out of it, and I can't seem to figure out a way to, you know, make this into a positive thing. So we really want to dive into that today.
I think that's absolutely right. And Chad, maybe the place we would start with that is this idea of being stuck, because there's the reality of I don't have enough money to get my own place.
Right.
And then there's feeling stuck.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to decouple those a little bit.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, look, there are few things that suck more than a crappy living situation. We're sorry that you're dealing with that. We've all been there, every single one of us. And it's worth acknowledging that this is one of those great equalizers. You know, if you've got an overbearing parent, you've got a jerk for a roommate. But it's also true if you're maybe having a rough experience with a drug rehab situation. We've got folks that tune into the show that are locked up and they're listening via the radio. And those situations obviously there are a lot of differences, but one of the commonalities is you end up feeling like you're just being messed with all day, every day. Like somebody's trying to do something to mess with you, and you can't get away from it, and there's just no escape. And Matt, as you're saying, that feeling of there's no escape is one that we really need to fight back on. We need to question. There's no problem to feel that way, because feelings aren't good or bad. But we do want to acknowledge when feelings aren't telling us the whole truth of our situation, because that can start to get us into trouble. The truth is that there are no situations in life where there is no escape to be had, where there's no way to make them better. Every situation, there's a way to improve it, if nothing else. There's a way to get a break and a respite, if nothing else. And I think that we need to take some time and look at how do we find that sense of break and respite in our specific situation.
You're absolutely right. And the term escape there reminds us that we need to be clear here that what we're not talking about here is an abusive environment. We got
right.
A longer message that came in, so we know some backstory. There are situations where what you need is literal escape.
Yeah,
right.
But then there's like, when I was talking about, I got the bad roommate, or I'm in the drug rehab, where I'm here, I need to endure it, and I need to find a way to, as Jed is talking about, take the occasional, maybe very often, mental break to gain some sanity. That's what we want for you. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on The Bridge Live.
Best for a world of lost sin.
right back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've been the kind of roommate that steals the remote and then aligns his bed so that when the other roommate wakes up early and wants to watch TV, it mysteriously turns off, causing him to think the TV is malfunctioning.
Okay. Okay.
You say the kind of roommate. Is it that only you've ever done that?
I guess.
The kind of roommate is Glenn.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
It makes me a bad person to say this, but that story brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. That old chestnut. We've all been there.
Hey, we've all done it.
That's right.
To quote a very drunk baseball fan, someone gave up a hit.
That's right.
We continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I can't move out yet, but I hate where I'm at. How do I keep from losing my mind? And that last part is an excellent question. And Glenn, I'd love to get you to pick up on something that Jed closes off with that last segment, which is, there may not be physical escape, we may be here, but there's always mental escape, and yeah, that's the place we need to start looking.
Well, for sure, that's part of the idea, is finding an emotional release and an emotional strategy that works, and sometimes part of that is finding a different physical sort of space. I think for me, as we've mentioned off on this show, that we're in full-time Christian ministry, and for me, that actually started with getting out of my house and just going to church. And that wasn't church on Sunday. It was just to the building.
Literally the church.
Yeah, just going there and helping out and doing things and whatnot. That became sort of an oasis for me to get out of that negative environment. So it's ideal that that sense of oasis and sanctuary would be where you live, but that's not always possible.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And Jed, I think Glenn makes a great point that what worked for him was going to this one type of building. That is not what works for everybody. So this is not a one-size-fits-all solution, right?
That's exactly right. You have to find the things that do it for you. You know, one man's sanctuary is another man's boredom. So we've got to try some things. And every situation is going to have different things that are options for us. You know, if you are literally locked up, you do have options. We do a lot of work in prison facilities, and hardly anywhere do they force people to go to chapel service. That's almost always an optional thing. So even when you're locked up, there are options of how you spend at least part of your time. So if we want a sense of oasis, if we want a sense of escape, we've got to try some things. And that escape is always going to be an optional thing. I think that's one of the funny things about life, is that the part that really sucks is mandatory, but the stuff that gives us a relief and a release from that is always optional. And so we've got to take advantage of the opportunities that are before us. The more freedom we have, the more things there are for us to try. But as we try things, as we vary how we spend our time, the decisions that we make, we can find things that will give us that sense of sanctuary, that will give us that sense of oasis. I think the thing that we need to look at is, how do we know when something's working? What's the thing that lets us know, okay, this is doing that for me, this is going to give me that strength and that patience and that gas in the tank that I need in order to keep going?
It's a great point, and that is exactly what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Now
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I would just like to say that I think I've learned a lot from my negative experiences, and if we all got a place together, I would be a great roommate.
Sure.
Not going to have a lot of takers on that. Also joining us, man who puts music together, produced the show, Jed Brewer.
I'm certainly going to think about that possibility.
Here, just two words for you. Chore wheel.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's going to be magic, fellas.
The chore wheel is the thing that Glenn throws at you when you haven't taken the trash out.
That's right.
It's more of a chore ninja star, but it works.
Sure, totally.
I organize a chore wheel. You guys do the chores. That's
yeah,
how it works.
Yeah.
That's my chore. Is
absolutely. We are here to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I can't move out yet, but I hate where I'm at. How do I keep from losing my mind? And Glenn, we've talked about the need to get out, to find some oasis, to try some things. And Jed left us in that last segment with a very good question, which is, how do we know when we found our thing?
Yeah. Well, for sure, I think part of the problem is when you're overwhelmed and you're frustrated, you're angry about where you're at, exploring those options, you kind of don't have the energy to do that because it's spent...
I'm all tired from being angry.
That's right. So I think part of it is pushing through that and finding a way. For me, that might be prayer. For you, that's just finding some sort of way to gather your emotions together and say, okay, I've got to break out of this. That means trying new things. It means trying things you might not normally think you would enjoy, but getting out. And part of that is that it will begin to work in the sense of you change how you see yourself and you change how you see the relationships of the people around you. Sometimes just getting away from family or getting away from a negative relationship, it's like you rediscover yourself in a funny kind of way. You become sort of a jerk person when you're around those people who are negative.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, part of that thing we're going to need the energy for is that you're going to have to try maybe a few things before we get there, and we do need energy to keep up that process, right?
There's no doubt about it. We do for sure have to try things. So depending on how much flexibility you have, how much freedom you have, that could be something athletic. You're going to go for a run. You're going to play intramural soccer. You're going to join the baseball team. That could be, I'm just going to go to the library. I'm going to find a quiet corner. I'm just going to read for an hour, or I'm going to go to the Starbucks, whatever it is. That could also be something where you're serving. I'm going to go to the homeless shelter. I'm going to help out there. I'm going to go cut the grass for my church, whatever that is. The thing that we're looking for is a situation, an activity that lets us relax and feel less stressed out and just kind of breathe easier for a little while. We're not looking for something, and this can really handicap us, I think. We're not looking for something that makes the crappy situation not crappy, because that doesn't exist. There, my stepdad is a jerk. There isn't, if I join the baseball team, Chad is less of a jerk. It doesn't work that way. It's more when I play the baseball and I hang out with these more positive people, I have more gas in the tank and more strength to deal with the fact that Chad is kind of a jerk. That's the thing that we're looking for, because, of course, that's going to help us endure and get to the place where we don't have to deal with Chad anymore. That's the promised land that we're journeying towards. So we're looking for stuff that lets us relax and breathe easier so that we can have a bit more energy to take the next step on that journey.
Which we'll look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Told me, and I must behave. It's you only.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm thinking like one of those mobile homes. You know, we can just get on the road and just ride.
Yeah.
Sure, just see the country.
Yeah, just find out, just explore the country and explore ourselves.
Yeah.
Sure, an independent film coming next summer. Right. So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Everybody loves a Winnebago.
Just locked in together.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Didn't mention the locks in the first draft of that, but you know, things keep getting at it. We continue to answer the question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I can't move out yet, but I hate where I'm at. How do I keep from losing my mind? We've talked about some good strategies of you got to get out of the house, you got to do some other stuff. That could be, in Glenn's case, as a youth, going to the local church and hanging out and helping out. That could be, as Jed has mentioned, maybe going to work out. Maybe that's just, I'm going to go to the ice cream place. I'm going to sit quietly. And you know what? I deserve it. I'm going to have a little something extra.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as Jed mentioned, we've done a lot of work. Type of people listen to the show. Some of them are locked up. Some of them are in drug rehabs. And you've done a lot of work over your career with those type of people. And they are literally can't escape.
That's right.
So what do you tell them about finding this kind of peace we're talking about?
Well, yeah, I think for me, I can't get to that place unless I can vent about it. I have to be able to vent my frustrations. I can't get to a place where I can move on until I've dealt with that, until I really just feel like I've just let it all out. It helps if you've got a friend, if you have a counselor or a pastor that you can talk to in that sort of way. But it's important for us to have you focus on, as you listen to the show, to recognize that God wants to be that for you, that He's open to hearing your struggles, your casting your cares and your anxieties on Him. He wants to receive that. And I think that'd be a big part of turning things around for you.
I think that's absolutely right. It's really a great point. And part of what maybe people have never really tried that you're talking about may not realize is oftentimes when I take things to the Lord that I'm frustrated about, that I'm dealing with, and it goes something Jed said earlier, the conversation God wants to have about that is not, let's just focus on this misery and fix it. A lot of times that is exactly what we're talking about here today. If that's bad, I understand that. Let's think about this other thing, let's change the channel, let's relax. And that's really what, if you hear us talk about in the show, about kind of, the Bible calls it a peace that passes all understanding. To engage with a relationship with God, to start that thing, does not mean all your problems get taken care of. Again, we have to go into a Cook County jail, and we can't promise them they're going to get out. That would be a false promise. But God promises something more, that kind of peace that you get externally, it's supernatural, and then you can apply that to these situations to find some rest, to find some peace, to get out. That's what God wants for you. That's what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
When you saved me, when you saved me, it wasn't me alone. There were more just like me, and you made them your own. Now we're united, yes, we're united by the blood to set us free. Brothers, sisters, my new family tree. It's our God, new